Hello there to all. I just heard something. There we go. I just heard something that I have not heard in years, quite literally years. Darcy and Holly, I just happened to find this on Twitter and decided to follow one of them. I don't know which one. I think it was Darcy. Maybe it was Holly? I don't know. Darcy. Anyway, one of you two I decided to follow. I don't remember who. By the way, I've been a fan of your podcast since about 2007. Anyway, so... that... I'm just, you know, doing a lot of public, you know, audio boo. Wow, that that Bookport thing brings back memories, because, not Bookport, what was that thing? The Book Courier, there we go. That brings back memories. When I first started getting into talking books and everything, digital talking books, like from NLS and all that stuff, I was using a Victor Reader Stream, which I still have. The charger's missing, but I still have my Victor Reader Stream. It no longer works, but yeah, I bought that thing in 2007. It's been, no. Well, wait a minute, when did I... Yeah, 2007, wow. Yeah, it's been 7 years. It'll be 7 years in July. But yeah, I didn't realize the Book Courier was in 2002. I had never heard of it until, maybe 2006 or so. And I love the way Double Talk, which actually I grew up with... The synthesizer, the one Braylon Speak 2000 ready. You know, with that horrible accent, help is open. You know, I can't do it, but those of you who have owned a Braylite 2000, Braylon Speak 2000, the Braylon Speaks in 1992, it had that same synth option. You know, I never realized how much the Double Talk sang, quite literally. It sounded almost like the Echo text-to-speech synthesizer. You know, it sounded almost like that. But yeah, I started with the Victor Reader Stream. And had that up until about 2000. Had it operational until about 2000. Oh, it's time for that now. Had it up until about 2010. And then had that until... and then switched to the NLS player until last year. And now I'm using my iPhone for everything. And it's very ironic that the iPhone came out in June of 2007... The iPhone 3GS came out in June of 2009. With VoiceOver on it, mind you. The iPhone 4, which is what I got, well, I started with a 3GS, but the iPhone 4, which was my phone until 2010, until 12, and now I'm using this to record. I'm using my iPhone to record this audio boo and to read books on RFBND. Learning Ally, and, yeah, it's amazing. The Book Courier had evolved into the Book Port, which evolved into the Book Port Plus, which, I don't know, do people still use hardware book players, like the NLS player? I'm sure they still, you know, hand them out, whatever. But do they still use them? You know? of course, Talking Books started out on record. In the 1930s, I believe. but yeah, I mean, amazing. Very amazing stuff. I mean, that brought back memories of, my keyboard's cold, of the Victor Reader stream. And yeah, I do have to agree with whoever said on that pod, on that little demo, leaving batteries in is a big tech no-no. A tech no-no-no? Anyway, so, but yeah, I've done it before, so don't worry about it. I did it this summer and had to get all of the acid and stuff out of my Bluetooth keyboard. Yeah, it took about a month to get it to work again, and the smell of copper just is not pleasant. Especially since that's the smell of blood. Okay, I'm gonna get going before I scare too many more people away. But I just thought I'd comment on, you know, my little musings on book technology and all that stuff. So take care, you guys. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you later.